This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, this is John Statmiller. I've just locked Vince out of his own studio. We're back. Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia. I am sitting here listening to you speak, Gwyneth, and I am just amazed. You know, you've got the same problems down there that we have up here in the United States. And Vinny told me during the break that they actually admitted to you that you're paying taxes to the corporation.
Yeah.
But they don't admit.
In writing.
Well, and I've got to see
they
this.
They admitted that they were body corporate.
Well, and I've got to see this because here, this has been the argument that we have been posing for so many years. I'm tired of talking about it, but they admitted it to you down in Australia.
They admitted it in legal documents to
me.
I am
amazed.
Because I refused when I found out that they were a body corporate. And here in Australia, it was very easy to prove because they had an ABN, which is an Australian business number. Which any entity that does business in this country, on a commercial basis, is according to our tax code, they have to be registered with the tax office, and the tax office will issue them either with an Australian company's number, which is an ACN, or an ABN, okay, which is an Australian business number.
Wow.
And I researched it and I found out that our local municipality had an ABN and so did every other municipality in the country. They all did. And
I was like, oh my gosh,
well, that means they really are corporations.
What I would like to do, Gwyneth, I do a program every Monday with Ron McDonald. He's a legal researcher, very good at what he does. And I've had him on every Monday for 8 years. What I would like to do is bring you on my program, which airs from 6 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. What does that equate to you, 6 to 8 in the evening here? What time would it be there in Perth?
I don't have any idea, but I have got my phone here, which has the parallel time. That's Central Time, right?
Right.
Yeah, just hang on a moment. I'll just get my cell phone. Oh, cell phone's flat.
Gwyneth, what we'll do is we can work that out.
Work out the time zones. I don't have internet. Yeah. I don't have phones. So I can't calculate the time zone changes, but I would love to come on your show and discuss it.
Well, whatever technically we have to do or however we got to do it, I don't care if it's two tin cans and a string. I'll get you on my program on Republic Broadcasting. And I greatly appreciate that. And by the way, Gwyneth, it's been a pleasure to meet you. Vinny, I've got to get back to Texas, so I'm going to bow out of here. I want to thank you so much for your hospitality.
It's delightful having you here, John.
Well, and it's you know me. When I come here, I never want to leave. You got to throw me out. All right, Gwyneth, we'll be talking with you real soon, dear. Thank you very much.
Okay, lovely. Okay, good. Yep.
Okay, Gwyneth, you know, it was that was not rehearsed, and so I've been telling John Statmiller about you and the kind of things that you do, and. You know, down in the kitchen there's another guy. I just showed up. His name is Craig Douglas. I don't know if you had a chance to hear him on the air with us or not. But he travels the country. He does presentations and seminars. He talks about food storage and things. And he is like you. I mean, he is the image of you, but in a male in the United States. He travels without a permit. He travels without a permit. He has been the guest of many, many municipalities. Oh, by the way, John, thank you for being with us. John Statmo, republicbroadcasting.org is the website. Gwyneth, so he's going to join us as well. Luke Cassidy's hopped in the seat that John Statmiller just jumped out of. It's so much fun doing what I do. I've been blessed to be the most fortunate, in my mind, the most fortunate man in the world, having so many wonderful friends and family. And when I mean family, I'm talking about the instructors. I am really, really fortunate. So I want to thank you for doing what you do. And everybody's impressed with what they've just heard. And you're going to get a chance to talk to Craig Douglas, and you're probably going to say something like, well, that's the same thing that happens here. And either one of you can say it. I mean, you can say it, he can say it, because you've both been arrested, you've both been incarcerated, you've both been hauled into court, you've both been chased by the blue plague and so forth. And it'll be like your brother that you haven't met yet, that kind of thing. So you're talking about property taxes. Please continue. You're right.
It's a fraud. It's an extortion racket, plain and simple. Yep. Mm-hmm. And there's absolutely no two ways about it. And if you investigate the actual business structure or corporate structure of your local municipality, there's no municipality that I have studied that has had anything other than a corporate structure at its heart. Okay? And that is worldwide. You know, it's been a problem actually for many, many hundreds of years. And it was a problem even way back in the day, in good old England, before there was an America. All the way back in 1612. And what happened was that the robber baron banksters, who were the same robber baron banksters back then as what we're dealing with now, incidentally, same families, they had set up these corporate corporations over municipalities, and they had they owned the municipalities, and they were charging what they called taxes or property rates. Okay, once again, those in Black's Legal Dictionary, those two definitions were interchangeable, and you know, oh gosh. It was such a problem for the British Crown, where people were being impoverished. They didn't have any money for anything else other than their property taxes. And they couldn't pay their property taxes. The robber barons would come along, kick them out of their houses, take over their real estate. And you had vast hordes of homeless people just on the streets, and then they were, because they had to survive, they were just going into farmers' fields and digging up crops and such like, and stealing chickens and slaughtering random sheep, and, you know, that was making the farmers angry. That these people, they were doing that because they were starving, because they had no land. They had to survive. And they were camping by the side of the road, which was an eyesore. Of course, but what could they do? The municipality had kicked them off their land. So not much has changed in 400 years. And so the British Crown, they came along. The British Crown hasn't been all bad. they came along, and it was James the First, who was the same King James of the King James Bible. And he said, listen, we're going to put this law out there. No more corporate municipalities. No more new corporate municipalities. Okay? That's a bad idea. If there's a corporate municipality that's already been set up, we'll let it continue. So that's why you have the City of London as a corporate municipality, okay? But under the law that was set up under James the First of King James Bible fame, he allowed the existing corporate municipalities to continue, basically because he would have been making a war against the banksters. So that would have been, let me see, the Rothschilds and other powerful families like, I don't know, the Washingtons and the Clintons, who were all powerful families at the time. You go back and they're all there. It's the same cast of characters. It's the Washingtons, it's the Clintons, it's the Bushes, it's the Rothschilds, it's the whole lot of them, and they were all there in England at the time. And they've all gone down through history and had their various, little moments. But they've been powerful families for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And anyway, they said, okay, no more new corporate municipalities. Any municipality that is a corporation that is already in existence, we will allow you to stay, but no new ones. And that principle went over to the United States when the United States Constitution was set up and the Declaration of Independence. And I'm sure somewhere in there, in the Declaration of, in fact, I know that there's a right to private property in the Declaration of Independence and in the, in the constitutional amendments. Isn't that right, Vincent?
Well, I'm not an expert in that, so, yeah, I'm not an expert in that, but I'm sure we've got in our class some experts and they can come to the floor.
I'm pretty sure it is. I think it might even be somewhere in the Second Amendment because, anyway, I'm not an expert in American constitutional law. And by the way, none of this is legal advice. This is research that anyone can do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is education.
Gwyneth and I'll be right back. Luke Cassidy is in the studio with me, and he's going to be joining in, and then Craig Douglas is going to join us. Class, don't touch that dial. What you've learned is something that we have not learned in school. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more.
That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isis is with us live in Australia. Lou Cassidy is in the studio. Lou, you had a question for Gwyneth Isis.
Yeah, Gwyneth, you're at like 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:25 in the morning, right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, and that would be Tuesday morning. You're a day ahead of us now?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, so you're Tuesday morning. Okay, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
Luke, you know, Gwyneth, Lou Cassidy has developed with Dr. Norman Shealy two electrical devices, electronic devices. One is the adrenomedullin scalar device, scalar energy device, which I have used for, I had the one of the prototypes, one of the very, very early prototypes, and I said on the air that it absolutely works. And Lou and Norm Shealy brought the PIMF device, the pulse electromagnetic frequency device, and I have that too as well. So that's who Lou Cassidy is. He's an electrical engineer, brilliant guy, and you know, it is so neat, literally, to be in the presence of so many brilliant people. And I'm looking forward to you coming to the United States, or us coming over to visit you. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be great. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, maybe one day when I'm a millionaire, mm-hmm. I'll come over and see you. Okay?
That would be
And yes, I do have plans on becoming a millionaire one day. Yeah.
Well, heck,
you'll never become a millionaire if you don't plan to.
Have you, have you checked on Bitcoin?
On Bitcoin recently? I'm gobsmacked. Has it gone 10,000 yet? It was pushing.
I'm going to give you the exact
this afternoon.
I mean, we're right on the edge of 10. We're right on the edge of $10,970. You know, you and Miles must be smiling from ear to ear because you said this kind of thing was going
to
happen.
I am. I was listening to, a podcast, another podcast that I listened to, somebody by the name of Jay Snipfour. You should get Jay Snipfour on your show. He has a YouTube channel, and he talks a lot about Bitcoin and also other cryptocurrencies. And he's actually quite a good friend of Cliff High. So
yes.
It's a small, small world.
Yes, now Cliff High. Cliff High, as you know, is one of us. He's one of our instructors.
That's right. Yeah, but
it is a small world.
Jay Snipfour and Cliff High and Bix Weir, they have a podcast that they do sometimes called the Three Amigos podcast. And there's a rather interesting meme floating around the internet of Jay Snipfour and Cliff High and Bix Weir. Being, I think they put on this poster, they put Cliff High as being Obi-Wan Kenobi, and they put Jay Snipfour as being Luke Skywalker, and they put Bix Weir as being Yoda.
You know what's interesting?
Weir or not?
I've watched the videos of the Three Amigos, and class, if you want to know how to spell JSNIP4, it's JSNIP, the number 4, JSNIP4, JSNIP4. You go to YouTube, and you can type that in, and you'll find some of the videos there, the Three Amigos. The three of them are on video.
I was building a fence line today, an internal paddock, and listening to Jay Snipfour's latest podcast on my phone as a download, you know, while I was working. And I was just, you know, doing all the wiring in, and I was just smiling because I'd checked my Bitcoin account earlier in the day, and I actually saw it go to 9730, which is absolutely amazing. It was there briefly, but it sort of pulled back a little bit. It did actually hit 9730.
Well, it's only down $60, and being down only $60 is nothing. You know, Bitcoin when I got focused on it was $750, and now it's right this second is $9,670. Yeah, that's right. That's right. We'll be right back.
Yep.
With Gwyneth Isaacs. Lou, do you have a quick comment? Lou's good. Okay, we'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is live with us in Australia. Craig Douglas has just jumped in the seat that Lou Cassidy just had a few minutes ago, that John Stettmiller had a few minutes before that. And I would like to introduce Gwyneth Isaacs to Craig Douglas. Welcome, Craig Douglas.
Hello, Vincent and Gwyneth.
Craig has been an instructor with us for years. He's been to the Get Prepared Expos, and he's given seminars, and he's been on the radio with us over the years many times, but never been to the farm, right, Craig?
First time for me.
First time. I'm so glad you were able to make it. And we got a call yesterday late yesterday, and Craig said he was coming this way, and we said that's really, really neat. We asked John Stattmiller to stay. He was going to leave earlier, and he agreed to stay, and so here we all are. Gwyneth, let me just introduce both of you. Craig Douglas is he's a free spirit. He travels without a government authorized certificate that says he has agreed to their terms and conditions, and he has been a guest for doing so. Wouldn't you say that, Craig?
Yeah, guest is a loose word, but yes. An involuntary guest? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm saying you've been kidnapped by the blue team.
Yes.
Because you didn't have their certificate of approval to operate a vehicle on the highways and byways of the United States.
A number of times, yes.
Yes. And but you refuse to get one, and you're not willing to give in, right?
Well, essentially, I can't get one. Because I don't have the Social Security number either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You want to share with Gwyneth what that's all about?
Well, I don't know what you have in Australia, but here in our wonderful socialist republic of the United States, we have to have a Social Security number. At least people think we have to have a Social Security number in order to live and work in this country. And, of course, that's not true, but in order to get your permission to travel upon my roads, we have to get a Social Security number in order to do that. I don't know what it is like in Australia, but that's what it's perceived to be here, so I just exercise my free rights. I'm not going to allow somebody to tell me I can't go anywhere just because I didn't volunteer into a voluntary system. So that's the way I do, the way I look at it.
Gwyneth, any comments? Gwyneth, are you with us? I think... Let's see, where's Gwyneth? Looks like she's there, but I don't hear. Do we need to bring up Gwyneth's volume, Kyle? Well, let's continue. I don't know where Gwyneth is. It looks like she's connected. From everything I can see, she's connected, but I don't see any audio. Well, let's continue, and while we get Gwyneth back, so Kyle, please. See if we can get Gwyneth back into the broadcast. So, Craig, what's it like out there? What have you seen lately? You've been traveling. You've been speaking at preparedness expos and so forth. What are the people whom you meet saying? Are they concerned? Are they not concerned? Is everything okay? Are the shows growing? Are they in decline? What's happening?
Well, you know what? For the last year now, since Donald Trump has become president, what I've seen and what we've seen not only at preparedness expos, but a lot of shows, gun shows as well, we have seen a decline in the vendors, our monetary gains. Things have just been really bad for the vendors. The attendance does seem to be down. And overall, probably unlike a lot of your audience, Americans in general, and maybe the human race in general, are more reactionary rather than preparing,
yeah.
Really truly preparing.
That's true.
And so what we see is, especially with what I do with radiation, I see these spikes where something is in the news, and then all of a sudden you have more business. Mm-hmm. And that's unfortunate. That's certainly not the way to prepare. Because then you're actually just reacting to something that may have already happened, and then that's usually too late. That's not the right time to prepare. So we've been seeing that. I saw a spike about 6 weeks ago. I was doing a show in New Orleans where Donald Trump and Rocket Boy were arguing back and forth. You know, mm-hmm. I know you are, but what am I? Mm-hmm. And we saw a spike in sales for the radiation stuff then. But other than that, it hasn't been since Fukushima since I saw any kind of spikes. Saw a little bit of spike, for instance, a couple years ago, the Ebola scare. Big increase in gas mask sales and also freeze-dried food. Yeah. And we see these little minor blips here and there of something in the news. But it takes some kind of news to get most Americans to actually do something. And that's really unfortunate. So the shows have been suffering. Apparently, the Donald Trump effect, we call them, it's probably better that we have him than Billary. I mean, mm-hmm. I got to agree there. But Americans seem to be complacent about it. So, well, we don't have to worry about a thing now. When we might just be one tweet away from Armageddon, you know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Sure.
So it's been in decline. All the prepper shows, not just any one particular company, but the gun shows too. Anybody across the country can probably tell you, because I do shows all over the country, can tell you that they're both the gun shows and the preparedness expos are in decline and have been for about a year now.
And what are the people who are in attendance? I will call them the guests of these shows, whether they be prepper shows or gun shows. What are they saying? Do they think everything's okay? Or are they saying that they're broke? What are they saying? I'm not talking about the exhibitors. I'm not talking about the speakers. I'm not talking about the vendors. I'm talking about the guests.
Well, the guests are sort of a different breed, probably a lot like your audience that listens to your program, because they are there because it's a preparedness expo. So they are actually interested in preparing.
Mm-hmm.
There's just less of them. And, again, we see these spikes that of the wannabes, I guess you will, the ones that aren't truly preppers, come and react to these crises that they hear on the news or some kind of fear they see on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're seeing. So the people walking into the expos, I don't see any big change there. They're still the people that really are interested in preparing and attend the seminars and so on.
Craig, you sell freeze-dried foods and other preparedness items. You know, 5 years ago, there was a lot of sales in freeze-dried foods. People were buying packets and buckets of freeze-dried food because they thought that they needed it. Is that still the same feeling, or is it different now?
Well, I presume you're talking about the scare of the Mayan calendar. We have these another internet rumor that we get Y2K, if everybody's old enough to remember that. We get these spikes from some sort of bogus prediction, essentially, and that shouldn't happen. It should be a steady sales no matter what. We shouldn't see these spikes because the people who are jumping on the bandwagon, they're reacting. They're not actually preparing.
That's a really, really good point, and it's accurate. Craig, years ago, I thought, well, there's 5% of us. 5% of the people are paying attention to what's happening, watching the news, digesting the news, and preparing for what they see potential problems being. Then I thought, well, I think I'm off. I don't think it's 5%. I think it's 3%. And then I thought some more over the years. I thought, no, it's 1%. My new number for the last year at least has been 0.1%. Does that jive with what you're seeing, or do you think my numbers are wrong?
I don't really have a good basis to judge that. I'm sitting behind a table and I'm expecting the promoter to bring customers into the door. And based on what I see online on my radio shows and my YouTube channel, I don't generally get a good feel for that. I do talk to people all the time. I just really have no clue as how many people are out there of the American people that are actually interested in this sort of thing or actually preparing and concerned about what could happen.
Okay. Tell us about how can we see you on YouTube?
My YouTube channel is the easiest way is to go to YouTube, go to the search box, and enter in the word as one word, Forbid TV. Forbid spelled with two D's, so Forbid TV, one word. That's easy, and just put in the word Forbid TV channel, and you'll come up the channel. It's very easy to spot my channel because it's got the civil defense logo as the main icon. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's easy to find.
Yellow and black.
Red, white, and blue, actually. No black.
Okay.
I was thinking radiation. Meters.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, not the radiation symbol. Yeah.
Okay. You know, when I think of Craig Douglas, I think of a guy who's wearing yellow and black at these conventions. And that's why that came to mind. The radiation. Okay. So the civil defense. Forbid TV?
Yes, no space between TV. It's Forbid
okay.
TV.
One more time, Forbid TV, and then the word channel, and you'll find Craig Douglas. And tell us about your radio show.
My radio show, I seem to be getting a lot more attention from my YouTube channel these days than my radio show. I've been in and out of radio since 2001, is when I started in radio. And I'm on the Liberty Tree Radio Network. It's a different network, a very small network. It's sometimes referred to as a militia network, so it's a little bit different type of crowd. But I'm on that network. I'm only on 1 hour a week on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Do you find that... How do we listen to you?
You'll have to find the Liberty Tree Radio Network. You can either go to their website, libertytreeradio.com.4mg, I think is the way you find out there. Or you can go to forbiddenknowledge.info. That's my website. You can find, I think I have links. I may have to update it. You can have links there. You can either call in or I don't know if it may be on some shortwave networks. It may be on, you have to look around. I don't really know all the people that listen to me. I don't have nearly as big of an audience as you or say, John Statmiller. It's a very small audience from what I'm seeing.
How do you spell your radio show so that those listening can write it down?
Basically two words, forbidden knowledge. Forbidden, just the common spellings for both, two D's and forbidden, and knowledge starting with a K-N, K-N-O-L-O-W-L-E-D-G-E.
Right.
It's common spelling.
Dot what?
Well, this website name, my particular website is forbiddenknowledge.info.
Okay. Forbiddenknowledge.info. Okay. So, Craig, as you meet people, do you find people who say, "Oh, I heard you on the radio. I heard you on your YouTube channel." Do you find people meet you and they're all excited to see you in person?
Sometimes, actually, there was one yesterday that looked maybe he wanted to punch me out. I'm not sure because I do a lot of things that make people angry. You know, when you tell somebody that they're not going to die from radiation from Fukushima, somehow they get really angry at you when you prove it too. They get angry. So I do some debunking of things that makes people angry. And so that sometimes that's a problem. But mostly it's YouTube recognition now, not so much the radio.
Okay. Kyle, do we have Gwyneth back? Now, let's see what's going on with Gwyneth. Gwyneth, are you there? Gwyneth, are you with us? Oh, I see we have a connection, but I don't see Gwyneth. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is back with us live in Australia. Craig Douglas is in the studio with me. And Craig, would you share with Gwyneth briefly, so she can have a chance to comment in the last segment that we're in right now, what it's like traveling in the United States without a government-approved certificate?
Well, it's hard fraught with problems, obviously, probably just like it is in Australia. If you don't get permission to use the roads you paid for, they seem to have a problem with it. They want you not only to pay more for those roads through the licensing and insurance and so on, but they also want to basically kidnap you if you do not have that paper that says that you can travel freely upon my roads. It's a contract that I just don't engage in because I cannot engage in that contract since I do not have the Social Security number. In this country, we seem to think, Americans generally seem to think, you have to have that number, that other contract, in order to travel freely upon the roads or to live and work in this country. And it's just not true, but that's what most people think.
All right. And let's talk about that Social Security number a little bit more and what else that causes inconveniences for.
Well, without the Social Security number, not only can you not get a driver's license, you can't get a state-issued ID. Can't get a passport. Passport you should be able to get, but I haven't been able to get it without basically have to sue the Department of State in order to get a passport. You can't get a bank account, can't get credit cards. There's a lot of things that on the surface you can't. There are ways around some of these things. But basically, if you go by the way they want the system, they make it almost impossible for you to do anything without that Social Security number.
You know, if I go to a doctor other than, Dr. Norman Shuley, it's, what's your birth date? And they use my SSN. Now, how does that impact you if you need to visit a doctor? Same thing?
I do happen to know a doctor that is actually a medical doctor that's in the alternative, so I'm fortunate there. That would be my best bet if I was trying to do something. Okay. And in fact, this doctor does not even take, as a medical doctor, does not even take insurance anyway.
But if if you were like most people, would it be difficult for you to get medical attention?
Well, probably so. If I were to get in an accident of some sort and they'd have to scrape me off the highway and put me in a hospital, I have no idea how difficult it's going to be. I presume I would still be treated anyway, just because that's the way our system kind of works. Even if you can't pay or won't pay, they still sort of treat you. But I don't really know how difficult it's going to be, because if I'm conscious to try to give them the information they want, I don't have the information they want.
Gwyneth, your comments on this? Gwyneth, are you with us? It shows that Gwyneth is with us. Gwyneth, are you there? Let me try this. Gwyneth, are you there? Gwyneth? I don't know what's happened to Gwyneth. This is the first time we've had these kinds of problems connecting with Gwyneth at this level.
Must be me.
It's not you. And I was really hoping that you would get a chance to chat with her, because it's like you're related. You've experienced the same kinds of things, the kidnapping, you've been kidnapped and then you've been released, but they kept everything, your wallet, everything that you had, right?
The latest one, yes, with the latest one that happened to me, they did actually, not only did they kidnap me, and this is where I live, too, essentially. I was basically on the streets.
We're talking about the police.
4 or 5 days, yeah.
We're talking about the police arresting you, okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they refused to give my van back, saying that I didn't have... It's difficult without the number. They wouldn't give me my van back. They had four requirements in order to get your property back: proof of ownership, driver's license, registration, and proof of insurance. Mm-hmm. And I think there might have been one of the things, which were basically all of them were impossible for me. I had bought the van. I had the certificate of purchase. I had the previous owner's certificate signed off, and I had a bill of sale, so I could prove it was mine. They wouldn't accept that. So basically, they were refusing to return my property, period.
And so they turned you out on the street and kept all of your money, everything that you needed to get by, right?
They let me get back into my van to get some money.
Okay. And then they turned you out on the street.
Yep.
And you had to fend for yourself.
What I ended up having to do was basically find somebody I knew, sell the van to them, get it in all in their name, get all the proper paperwork, and then basically I get buy the van back from them. There's an easy lawsuit there, and I need to file a federal lawsuit over that.
I'm looking forward to that, looking forward to hearing about your success. Class, we're out of time. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.